This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi dear, you're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tui Nariu o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today I'm going to be sharing a little bit about this new book and new research on moments of awe and how including regularly moments of awe into your day can benefit your mental health and well-being. But first, a shout-out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Okay, so a few days ago I was getting ready for work and watching the TVNZ breakfast show, and they shared some new research in a new book that came out, and it was all about the importance of moments of awe. So I will share a little bit because those are really simple things that you can regularly include on your day, and the effects can be really amazing on your mental health and well-being. So the book, it's called Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life by Dacha Keltner. They shared a little bit about the book, but this is what I look at online. I've done a little bit of research. There is a few articles. There is some scientific research. So experiencing moments of awe can significantly enhance mental health and well-being by reducing stress, promoting feelings of connection to others, and fostering a sense of meaning in life. Or helps shift focus away from personal worries, leading to increased altruism and emotional stability. The benefits of awe for mental health and well-being. Experiencing moments of awe can significantly enhance mental health and overall well-being. Here are the key benefits. Emotional and psychological benefits. Reduce stress. Or helps lower stress levels by shifting focus away from personal worries. Improved mood. Engaging with awe-inducing experiences can lead to increased positive emotions and decreased feelings of distress, enhanced perspective, or allows individuals to see their problems as smaller in comparison to the vastness of the world, promoting a sense of inner peace. Social and relational benefits. Increase altruism. People who experience awe are more likely to act generously and feel connected to others. Greater social integration. Awe fosters a sense of belonging and community, reducing feelings of isolation. Cognitive benefits. Enhance creativity. Awe can stimulate creative thinking by encouraging openness to new ideas and experiences. Improved focus. Moments of awe can help clear mental clutter, allowing for better concentration on tasks. Physical health benefits. Lowered inflammation. Research suggests that experiencing awe may have psychological benefits, including reduced inflammation markers in the body. Encouragement of healthy behaviors. Awe can motivate individuals to engage in healthier lifestyle choices, such as spending time in nature. So, those are just a few of the possible benefits of including moments of awe in your life. Now, what is awe? This is on the One News article by Jess Stewart, Monday, 28th of July. So, everyday life doesn't always inspire awe, especially in the office, but research shows a regular burst of it has tangible effects on our health and well-being. So, awe is the feeling we get when we encounter something vast, mind-expanding, or beyond our current understanding. Like a breathtaking view of nature, a moving piece of music, or witnessing someone's act of courage or kindness. In the wellness scene, there is a growing understanding of the importance of awe, and what I love about it is that it's simple. It doesn't require a habit hack, an app, a membership, or for us to schedule anything in our diary. It's doable and it's having an impact. In his book, Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life, American psychology professor Dacha Keltner found that people experience awe via 8 different categories and as many as 2 to 3 times each week. Even brief experiences of awe, such as watching a nature video, looking up the stars, listening to a powerful poem, can improve health and mood. Several studies have examined the impact of awe on our bodies. One study demonstrated awe can reduce daily stress levels and increase life satisfaction. Others have found awe decreases blood pressure, cortisol, and inflammation, and soothes the fight-or-flight reaction of our central nervous system. Work might not be that awesome. Despite its importance, it can be hard to find awe at work unless, say, you've got puppies in the office or a colleague that brings their newborn to visit. The way our stuffy offices are set up, our busy working schedules, the colleagues we might have to endure, or the pressure our bosses put us to deliver, the constant change and uncertainty against a backdrop of doing more with less. None of this is a recipe for awe. And that's why I suggest finding awe to inject into our workday in a bid to offset all the other stuff that may not be as awe-inspiring. How awe supports work-life balance. I find awe helps me slow down, reconnect to what matters, and gives me perspective when I'm feeling overwhelmed about small work stresses. Either it's the stars on a clear night or the sunrise over the ocean. It might be the way the sunlight falls through the trees in the garden, or watching my dog as she sleeps. Feeling awe can feel like pushing a reset button in an always-on world, slowing us down and helping me reconnect with what matters. Awe shrinks our stresses too by giving us the perspective that connecting to something larger than ourselves brings. A moment of awe and our problems often feel more manageable and less significant. Inject some awe in your everyday. So this is still from the One News article by Jess Stewart on Monday, July 28th. So Jess Stewart suggests 8 simple ways at the end of the article to add awe to your everyday. I'll read them now. 8 easy ways to add awe to the everyday. Set your alarm just so you can watch the sunrise. I'll add here my personal, I'm not a very morning person, but I love a sunset. So if you're not a morning person, try setting up your alarm to watch a beautiful sunset. As you drive or otherwise commute to work, don't listen to your usual news or chatty podcast. Listen to a piece of music that gives you goosebumps. Three, pop out at lunchtime and visit a gallery, sculpture park, public garden, or if you're lucky enough to have it handy, a beach with crashing waves. Observe how these things make you feel. Now, in New Zealand, we are very, very lucky. The most places, if you just look around, there is always at least a park or an art piece or some beautiful thing to observe at your lunchtime. Here in Hamilton, Kirikiriroa, we are very, very lucky to have beautiful parks, the river walk, our Hamilton gardens, our art gallery, and the Waikato Museum is so beautiful and so interesting and ever-changing. So if you can, do one of those things on your lunch break. It may surprise you. Okay, number 4. Next time you find yourself mindlessly scrolling through social media, into the internet or your phone or your laptop, switch to watching a dance or orchestral performance. If you never watched an orchestra perform, it's, you know, there is something about the complexity and the depth and all those notes and how it really makes your body react to it beautifully. Over the weekend, my husband and I and a couple of my friends, we went to Auckland to watch the Full Metal Orchestra, which is part of Symphony, so Symphony Origins, and it was the first time they did rock and heavy metal music paired with the orchestra, and it was just beautiful, really, really beautiful. Okay, number 5, at night, instead of watching Netflix or your preferred TV streaming service, read poetry or writing that stirs something deep. So, yeah, some poetry or some sort of beautiful writing, reading before bed. Number six, watch a documentary or read a book about space, deep ocean life, human potential, a mind-blowing scientific discovery, an ancient civilization, or a story of people overcoming incredible odds. So here it's, you know, really watching or reading about those beautiful things that are often bigger than us. I love watching those things on TV, and there is so much if you just look. Number seven, look through a microscope or telescope, or find some way to appreciate either the enormity or minute intricacy of life. A garden is a good for the leather. And number eight, take a moment to notice and practice gratitude for one ordinary, beautiful thing you experience each day. A hot shower, a delicious cup of coffee, a crisp apple. Now, this last one, number eight, we regularly talk on the show, and it's not surprised that gratitude has a lot of evidence for the benefits that you can get for your mental health and well-being. I've mentioned a number of times that my favorite practice is to have a big jar that every day I try to put a post-it note or a little piece of paper that I need to write at least one thing I'm grateful for on my day. Sometimes when you're having a really difficult, challenging day, it can seem very hard to find something to be grateful for. But it could be anything very, very simple, something very, very small. It could be that you saw a little flower growing through a concrete crack and that made you grateful. And this jar gets filled up, and those days that are quite difficult and you feel you can't find anything to be grateful for, you can actually open that jar and start reading all those things that happened in your life that you're grateful for. So I couldn't recommend enough, but they are beautiful journals that you can, gratitude journals. There are apps that you can use as well for that. What are other ways that you think you could add awe into your day? Because obviously, I think it's quite personal, and each person I spoke to will have a different description and different ways that they feel awe. So just a few more ideas, but I would love to also hear from you on our Progress to Health Facebook page when we share this podcast radio show. You can comment if you have ideas to bring awe into your day. I would love to hear from you. But how to incorporate awe into your daily life, some more ideas, or walks. Take walks in nature or visit places that inspire wonder. Focusing on the beauty around you. Nature is something spectacular, always makes me grateful and just really like marvel that nature is so perfect. It's so perfect, and there are some wonderful things. I love waterfalls. I love watching waterfalls. I love the sound of water running through the rocks in a river. So just find something that inspires you in nature. And going for a walk, you know, just without your headphones or without your sunglasses, and just really observe instead of just doing the movement, really observe and listen to the world around you. And what do you see that inspire awe. Mindful observation. Spend time observing art, music, or acts of kindness, allowing yourself to fully experience the moment. I'm a very creative person. I love music and art and anything creative. And my husband and I will spend as much time regularly going to shows, museums, art galleries, supporting local artists, anything. It's so important, and it keeps us intrigued and curious and creative, because we are all born creative. You know, if you observe children playing, they're all very, very creative. Just somehow, for some of us, this creativity is basically worked out of us as we grow up to focus on studies and work life and all that. But we all have it in ourselves. So adding those moments into your life can bring moments of awe. Also, acts of kindness. We regularly talk about acts of kindness and how this benefits not the person receiving the kindness, but the person giving it. And now to add as well the person observing that act of kindness happening and allowing yourself to fully experience that moment, you know, of someone just doing something selfless to someone else. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
So here we are. What do you think about awe? Awe is an emotion felt when individuals encounter powerful experiences. So I hope you took something out of today's show and that you can try and include moments of awe into your daily life. And I would love to hear from you on our Progress to Health social media. You can comment on the podcast post. Because it's so simple. Just find simple ways to include moments of awe into your daily life. But from us here today, take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.